Patient name, first name Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-A-N, last name Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, date of birth 2/19/13, date of service 3/7/23. This is a 10-year-old little girl. She is here with her brother and sister. They brought her in today. Apparently she suffered an injury to her right wrist approximately 2 weeks ago. She says it has become increasingly bothersome. She can't move the wrist now. She states she did it while playing and then suffered a fall, period, a paragraph. She's not taking any medications for relief. She does have a diminished grip as well. At the time that this injury occurred, there was some ecchymosis that appeared and some edema. That is resolved now at this point to the largest part, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 95 over 56, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 99%, current weight 70 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with siblings and mom and dad. Labs today include an X-ray of the right wrist. Unremarkable findings. No malformations, no fracture identified, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, period, new paragraph, examination of the right wrist. It appears to be symmetric with the left. There is no edema. There is no ecchymosis at this point. It is tender to deep palpation. X-ray was done in negative, period, new paragraph. Assessment implant, right wrist sprain. Patient will be placed in an ACE wrap. Over-the-counter Motrin is recommended. And cold compresses, and just monitor for improvement and return to clinic or call if that is not obtained.